Wes Lane, the district attorney in Oklahoma City, has decided to pursue state murder charges against Oklahoma City bombing conspirator Terry Nichols. Nichols currently is serving a life sentence without parole, convicted on federal charges of conspiracy and involuntary manslaughter in the 1995 bombing. There have been deep divisions in Oklahoma over whether to endure the expense and emotional turmoil of another trial. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
For a while, it seemed that Oklahoma would spare itself this suffering of another bombing trial. Earlier this summer, Bob Macy, who'd been the district attorney in Oklahoma City for 21 years, resigned. It had been Macy who'd filed 160 counts of murder against Terry Nichols 2 years ago, saying he was fulfilling a promise he'd made to the families of the bombing victims. But Governor Frank Keating wasn't sure another trial was a good idea for Oklahoma, and he appointed a young new face to replace Macy. On his first day on the job, Wes Lane told reporters that, like the governor, he had serious reservations about trying Terry Nichols again. But that was 2 months ago, and in 2 months, Wes Lane has traveled quite a distance.
The interests of the people of the state of Oklahoma cannot be vindicated by the federal government or a blind reliance on Terry Lynn Nichols. With that in mind, I have decided that the state of Oklahoma will proceed with the prosecution of Terry Lynn Nichols.
Ironically, it may have been the mistakes of the FBI which have led Wes Lane and Terry Nichols to this point. Last spring, the FBI announced it had failed to turn over all of the bombing evidence to Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols' lawyers. Nichols' attorneys quickly appealed to the Supreme Court. The certainty that Terry Nichols would never leave federal prison alive became a bit less certain. And that threw both the bombing victims and the new district attorney into doubt.
They asked me if I could guarantee that he would never, ever succeed on his federal appeals. I could not and cannot now make that promise.
For weeks, Wes Lane has been negotiating with Terry Nichols' attorneys. On Tuesday, Nichols' attorney Brian Hermanson wrote a letter to the editor of the Tulsa World and said that Nichols would drop his appeals and agree to serve the rest of his life in federal prison if Lane would drop the case. Yesterday, Lane said no. Lawyers for Terry Nichols say that the moral and emotional weight of the bombing survivors in the end proved too much for Lane to resist. Michael Tiger has represented Terry Nichols from the beginning of his legal battle.
The depth of the feelings that produced what you saw today are yet another evidence why this case ought not to go forward in Oklahoma.
The issue of whether an impartial jury can be found in Oklahoma is not a small one. U.S. District Judge Richard Mache, who was appointed to hear the bombing cases against McVeigh and Nichols, took it very seriously. Mache traveled to Oklahoma, held hearings, and did extensive research, and ultimately decided that a fair trial could not be held in the state. Mache moved the trials to Colorado. The Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld Mache's ruling. If Wes Lane does succeed in obtaining a death sentence against Terry Nichols, he will have this legal hurdle waiting for him on appeal. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.